With your QCCR news update, I'm Ed Halverson. The spray pad in the long-awaited universally designed play park at Queen's Place opens Tuesday. The water feature includes sprinklers, a fountain, filler buckets, and jet spray units, and is the first phase of the complete design. Community members raised over $450,000 with the goal of building a universal play park that includes ramped decks, braille, and audio elements, as well as the spray pad to make it inclusive to everyone, regardless of age or ability. The park is the realization of a dream shared by several groups throughout Queens. Local resident Debbie Wombold first approached the region of Queens in 2015 about supporting the construction of a universally designed park. Since then, she was the driving force behind the fundraising effort. For their part, the region provided the land next to the skate park at Queen's Place and will own, operate, and maintain the park for residents. Autism Nova Scotia holds the money in trust and releases it as invoices are submitted by the region. The name Edely Millidunk is a Mi'kmaq phrase, which translates to "We are playing here," and was selected for the play park after consultation with Acadia First Nation representatives. Construction of the park has been delayed by supply and staff shortages brought on by the pandemic, but if all goes as it should, the park will be fully opened and operational by the end of September. In the meantime, the spray pad will be open from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day until September. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.